AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kilmer Abrego Garcia remains in a Tennessee jail while legal proceedings continue. Hai Panjwani has the latest.
The government is planning to deport Kilmer Abrego Garcia to a country that's not his native El Salvador. That's according to federal prosecutors. They say that it's supposed to happen once he's been released from a Tennessee jail. Abrego Garcia has become a flashpoint for President Trump's immigration policies. He was mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March. He's been in jail in Tennessee since he returned to the U.S. on June 7th to face federal charges of human smuggling. Abrego Garcia's lawyers say they would comply with all court orders and that their plans are not imminent. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Pentagon leaders have been detailing the military tactics and explosives used in the weekend strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane.
All six weapons at each vent at Fordo went exactly where they were intended to go.
Karen Shamas on what Iran's supreme leader is saying.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says his country has delivered a hand slap to America's face with its strike on an American base in Qatar and warned against any further U.S. attacks on Iran. The speech on Thursday marked Khamenei's first public comment since the ceasefire was declared between Israel and Iran, 12 days after Israel's initial attack. American forces on Sunday hit three Iranian nuclear facilities with bunker buster bombs and cruise missiles, inserting the United States into the conflict. Iran retaliated on Monday with a missile attack on the U.S. base in Qatar, which caused no casualties. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Supreme Court's ruled states can block Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid money for health services other than abortion, such as contraception and cancer screenings. And the government's final estimate of first quarter economic growth came in worse than earlier estimates. The economy shrank at a 0.5% annual pace. This is AP News. In New York, closing arguments in the Sean Diddy Combs case. Julie Walker's been at the court for us.
Sean Diddy Combs sat back in his chair at the defense table, surrounded by his legal team, as the prosecution gave its closing arguments, going over line by line each charge and the evidence they say proves that he's guilty of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Wearing his usual khakis and sweater, his hair and goatee gray, Combs looked on, occasionally taking notes. The jury of eight men and four women hold the fate of Combs in their hands. The 55-year-old could spend the rest of his life in jail if convicted. He denies the charges. Combs' defense team presents their closing argument Friday. Then prosecutors get the chance at a rebuttal. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.